Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, in your 25th season as the head coach here, have you ever had a Christmas break this long?
No, I haven't reflected back to see exactly again, some of those years, Schultzy, but this is long. I mean, I think we're going to be going close to 33 or 34, 35 days from our Augustana series to our Tech series. So that's a lot of time on your hands right there. And again, we have 16 days off from last practice to the first practice back after break.
Does that make this exhibition game even more important?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, Minnesota's doing the same thing. They got back the same day as we did. So, I look at it two ways. It makes it important. But the other thing is Tech's going to have four real games under their belt, and we play them, and we're going to have an exhibition game. So we're going to be a tad bit behind the eight ball at that particular time. So maybe I'm overthinking it, but I am thinking about that.
Looking back at the first half of the season, what's the biggest positive in your mind?
Well, I think what we've done in our league and how we've responded on the road and how we've gotten points every weekend. You get points every weekend, you're going to be contending at the end of the year.
You know, when you've played teams, like you said, you've gotten points. Then, you know, the week after and the week after that, you're looking at what the teams that you just got done playing are doing, and they're having some success too. Making hay early on, it's really going to be important this year in this race, isn't it?
Well, it's done. Yeah. So the six teams have made hay early. So that's where we're at right now. Now we're sitting at the second half of the year with 14 games left, 12. Some teams have made 12. I don't even know. I haven't really looked at the standings that close. But obviously we have 14 games left, and that's what I'm looking at. So seven series, and, what you do early can have a huge impact on where you're at the end of the year.
Where do you want to be better here in the second half?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really analyzed everything because there's nothing I'm really – We got to be a little better on the penalty kill. We got to get a little more consistent. We have our moments, and then there's some moments that we just kind of, let our foot off the gas a little bit, and we just kind of, we're in the wrong spot, or our stick's in the wrong spot, or, we've given up something that we probably shouldn't. But that's one area too where it's on the back of my mind that we got to be a little better on the penalty kill. But other than that, we've gotten better every weekend. Defensively, we're scoring goals. Our power play is clicking. We're so much better, as you and I have talked about. We're so much better on the faceoff dot right now than we were early. So I don't have a lot of issues right now with our team because I think we've done things, the way you want things to go, and that's we've gotten better throughout the first half of the year. The one thing that again has probably held us back a little bit is our penalty kill.
You've played a lot of guys. Partly because of necessity, guys have been banged up a little bit, but they've also responded when you put guys into the lineup. You've got a roster that you got a lot of different options on a Friday and a Saturday night, don't you?
Yeah, I think everybody does, though. So I'm not going to sit there and say, we're deep. Yeah, everybody's got options, and that's what you do. And I'll tell you what happens when guys get in, when guys aren't playing. And they get inserted in the lineup. You're always in good shape because those guys are going to play hard and they're going to play smart. They're going to help you. They don't get complacent because they want to be in the lineup the next night and the next night. So those guys are always there. That's why again, if you got to sit somebody out, I'm never concerned if I have to sit somebody out just because I know whoever's going to replace them, we're going to get a lot of mileage out of them.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Corner Bar Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Tom, some big picture things in college hockey, Spangler Cup, World Juniors going on, tons of ties to college hockey there. We'll start with the Spangler Cup. The Americans unfortunately lost in the championship game, but how cool was it? What that team of U.S. college guys was able to accomplish?
Well, we've known that for years. I mean, the guys who are in college hockey, I mean, the NHL's known it. We've known it. We know what kind of product we have. And so, again, none of this stuff surprises me. Again, we're the best development league in the world. And you're seeing that.
World Juniors in Minnesota. It's pretty cool turning on the NHL network and seeing full houses there at Grand Casino in Mariucci, isn't it?
That's awesome. And I was talking to Bobby Mahutsko this morning. It's just been great. And he said they're going to be expecting a sellout, against Sweden. And, it's going to be a big game. And Mariucci, I think they're going to draw well in Mariucci, too, for the Canada-Finland game. So it's just great to have it. It's always great to have the World Juniors in the United States, but it's even better to have it in Minnesota, Schultzy.
Best of luck. tonight.
Thank you.
Thomas Irritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.